This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I do want to talk a little bit hunting. Tomorrow is the start of rifle season. It is a unofficial state holiday here in the state of Michigan. We'll run through the end of the month. It's rifle season. I love rifle season. I prefer bow hunting. Especially down here where you can't use rifles. You know, you got to be up north, and if you don't have the ability to drive up north, you don't have the time, it's either shotgun or it's bow hunting. So I would prefer bow hunting. And so we want to ask a couple of questions before we get to the quiz that I have set up for you guys. And the quiz is going to be terminology. I want to hear from both of you. And I told Costa this before, well, we were, you know, talking there before, Heather, before you got here. Mm-hmm. Some of these terms, they should be able to be somewhat figured out. You could guess. You could work your way into it. But I expect, actually, that Heather, because when we start talking in terms of terminology, women are much more logical. And some of these are very logical.
And I feel like you're setting me up for failure.
We're both going to look stupid. I know how this is going to go.
I don't think you're going to look stupid, but hey.
You should figure these out, but we won't.
If you're on your way to deer camp, give us a shout. I want to know where you're going. I want to know what the scouting's been like. I want to know details. And I know that there's a lot of people that are traveling to, if they're not there already, they're on their way to deer camp so that tomorrow morning, 30 minutes before sunrise, they're ready to pull the trigger. Has your Sunday plans, because it's Jags this Sunday, it is Indianapolis Colts next Sunday. Now, everybody is very familiar with Thanksgiving Day. Maybe you have family plans, but that's not new to the hunting season. It's always a part of it, so I don't expect plans have changed. I also want to know from the hunting elite, with the development and the progress that we have made with cell phone coverage, cell phones, tablets, are you okay with those that will watch the game streaming in a deer stand or, you know, in any way, shape, or form while they are hunting?
Or is it too soft?
Is it soft? Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call them. I'm not of the hunting elite. Is it similar to, like, if I went on the golf course, there's a lot of people that would not like things that I do on the golf course because I'm not, quote, golf elite. Hunting elite. Is it okay to watch or listen in the deer stand? So those are some of the questions, 248-539-9797.
And I have a question for people, because I did not grow up in a family of hunters. Dads, uncles didn't hunt. What have I been missing out on? If you want to sell it to me, we can do that as well. I'm clearly going to embarrass myself now.
Okay.
So let's do it.
All right, I'm going to start with some easy ones. And these are ones I believe you should get. But I want to know, I want to establish a base of knowledge. All right.
We know nothing.
Okay. Buck. What is a buck?
Male deer? A
large male deer.
Okay. Well, yeah, preferably large.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a male deer.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. A doe.
A female deer.
A female doe, a deer, a female deer.
Look at us. Two for two. That's right.
A fawn.
A baby deer.
A baby deer. Yes. Venison.
Meat from a deer?
Yeah. Yes, meat, which you only want to see cooked. You don't want to actually process. Would you ever, you wouldn't eat venison because it's meat.
Heck no. If I'm going to try meat, I'm probably going to go for like a chicken.
A chicken?
I guess. It's like the simplest meat, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it does not taste like chicken. So, yes, it doesn't go
I'll
for
pass
you.
On the venison.
All right. If I see a buck running around and I say, man, that's a great rack. What am I talking about?
Antlers.
Antlers. There you go. All right. Thought maybe I didn't figure I would trip you up on
that
one.
Easy.
Yeah. Well, so I want to establish a base of knowledge that you guys have. Now things are going to get a little bit tougher. If I told you the term tine, T-I-N-E, tine.
Is that like...
Or tines.
It's like string or rope?
No, that would be tine? Twine.
Okay.
Tine. I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Points?
Is that something...
The size of the deer? Is it
or like the antlers?
The antlers, right? Oh. The antlers are tines.
Oh, all right, the antlers are tines.
Each individual one is a tine.
Oh.
All right. And so, you know, hey, if I said it's an 8-point buck, what does that mean?
It has eight tines.
Eight tines. Yeah. All right. And so let's draw on that one just a little bit more. What if I said that one has a drop tine?
A drop tine.
Well, it only has one antler.
No.
Because one's dropped off.
One's dropped off. No, that's a great guess. This is why I think women think very logically about this stuff. That's a very logical answer. No, a drop tine would be, instead of the points all facing up, if you have one that's facing down.
Got
that's
it.
A drop tine.
Makes sense.
How about a brow tine?
By the way, the horns, that's like down, horns down. That'll get you 15-yard penalty right, in the SEC.
Yes. In the SEC, yes. A brow tine.
One's kind of going sideways, like an eyebrow.
Again, very logical. But no.
I have no idea.
A brow tine would be the one that is closest to the base of the antlers.
Okay.
That's the basically
near
the brow.
Eyebrow.
Yeah, near the brow.
Okay.
All right, so I've got to make sure I don't ask any more of these again. Okay, velvet.
The hide, it's soft, like velvet.
No. Mm. Again, very logical, but no.
I don't know what.
Velvet.
Yes.
What does velvet mean?
When the antlers are growing, they grow new racks every year. They first are covered in a velvet.
And don't they like rub them on trees?
Okay, don't get ahead of me, but yes, they do.
As I'm doing the motion, right?
If you're watching on Twitch, yes, you can watch Heather rub her
fake antlers on a fake tree.
Yes, and so that's they do rub on trees, okay. They rub on fence posts, different things like that to make sure that they can eventually shed that velvet, and then all of the pictures that you normally see for the bucks are they're hardened antlers.
Right.
All right. So let's go with a rub.
A rub?
Yeah.
It's when they're rubbing their antlers on a tree.
Yes. Tree, fence post. So when you see the tree or the branches of a tree, a lot of times you will see the bark that is rubbed off. That is a rub. How about a scrape?
It's when there's a big scrape through a tree, like their antlers scraped it, left their mark.
Is it when they get attacked by another deer?
No. You could call a scratch on a deer a scrape, but no. A scrape would be on the ground where they are pawing at the ground and they're scraping it up. They'll urinate in it. It's them marking their territory to make sure that other deer know exactly, you know, who is there, and it's a way to communicate with other deer. Okay. Now let's talk about some more communication. How about a bleat?
It's the sound they make.
But who makes it?
The
female deer.
The female deer.
Oh, wow.
Yes. A female deer, which would mean when I ask you again about communication, a grunt.
A male deer.
That would be the sound that the male deer makes. And again, it's about communication. How about the rut?
That's when they're mating.
It is. It's the peak.
How do you know this?
I have no
period.
Idea.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not.
So it's like a season, right? You have the pre-rut. It's right before they're in their peak.
I was gonna say, for most people,
time.
A rut is when they are not mating.
Yeah, you're stuck in a rut.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a human term. Yes, we're talking about and the pre-rut, the rut, the post-rut.
Get a rut buster.
Yes, a rut buster. Yes, you definitely need rut busters. So, all right. I know we're kind of running on short on time. I may have to continue this in the next segment, but how about a dry fire?
I mean, it
sounds like an oxymoron. I don't know how you'd have a dry fire.
Yes. A dry fire would be anytime you are shooting a bow or a gun, you pull the trigger and there's no arrow in it. There's no bullet in it. You are dry firing. So if you're shooting all blanks, it's a dry fire.
Okay.
All right. How about the last one before we go to break? How about a bear shaft?
Heather?
I'm looking at you. I have no idea.
No guesses on the bear shaft?
The part of a male bear where... No, go ahead.
No. This is deer hunting. No, the bear shaft is when you are aligning your bow, you're setting up your bow, and you have an arrow in there that has no fletchings, which is one that we'll get to. It's no arrow. It's just... It's just the shaft of the arrow. There's nothing attached to it.
What
you're trying to balance and level out your you're setting things up. And there's other ones that
we,
there's other ones that we can get to.
Thank you, Greg.
The knock, the whisker biscuit.
There's a lot
the
now.
The whisker biscuit. We'll get to it, but we do have to get to a break. We're up against it. So those are some of the terminology that I want to make sure that you guys are familiar with. We'll talk more deer hunting when we return. 97.1 The Ticket.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.